It's always a pleasure to welcome the number one GAF roofer in the Southeast into our Dove Studios. Ari from Ari's Roofing. Wow, you've had quite a year. When do you get to sleep these days with all this rain?
The rain has been substantial this year, and it's kind of kept us busy. And it's a pleasure to be here. My name is Ari. I'm the owner of Ari's Roofing. We've been in business for 25 years. We mainly do re-roofing, and as you said, because of the rain, that has been a hot topic this summer for us, doing a lot of roofs. So we employ about 110 employees right now, and we are very busy. But it's a family affair. It's a family-owned and operated business, so we kind of keep it happy in the office with you know, Becky, my wife, and my two sons, Stephen and Matthew. So it's been full. It's been fun, but it's been full.
That has to get interesting when you're a family-owned and operated business, when you have to go through very stressful times like now, trying to keep all of your customers happy and keep the family still talking to each other in the office.
You know, and that is a blessing. I hear many companies that are family-owned that can't survive because of difference of you know, leadership opinions, I suppose.
Yeah.
But with Ari's Roofing, it's different. We have a harmony, and we're not only co-workers, we're also best friends as a family. So that makes it a difference. Even when we're not working, we're together. So,
that makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been in Tampa Bay, is it over 25 years, right?
Yes, Ari's Roofing's been established in 1990. But I was in the construction business, roofing business, since 1980. So
wow.
I have a few years on my shoulders.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of changes in the way we do roofing over these years, haven't you?
It's completely changed. I mean, back in the early days, it used to be basically simple technology. It's gotten quite complex with the different systems that we have today and the direction where roofing is becoming more technical.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the weather, I mean, Florida is the state with the most rain, the most wind, and the
yeah.
most sun. So those things do have to apply on how you put on a roof.
Does anything surprise you anymore when it comes to roofing? Questions people have or things you encounter when they're out in the field?
Well, actually, you know, in today's world, because it's become so technical, we find that all our customers are well informed. They go online. There's a lot of resources online where they can educate themselves about the roofing business. So their questions are very specific as to what they're looking for. And they reach out to manufacturers. They reach out to different manufacturers for their particular system. It's interesting.
It really is. Well, you guys took care of my roof about a year or two ago, and thank goodness that you did, because I have one of those infamous flat roofs that had gravel on it, which is just a joy to try and find leaks in. But boy, made all the difference in the world. And with the insulations in that now, that sunroom that's so exposed to the sun, so much cooler and so much more energy efficient too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've kind of gotten away from gravel and tar, as we call it, hot tar. But the new systems now are a lot more reflective and give you a lot more cooler rooms downstairs with the temperatures.
They really do. We've got two other gentlemen in the room. Jesse is in from Bozarth, and Craig is also in. Well, Craig, let's start with you. How did you get involved with working with Ari? And we're going to be talking about a project that Ari's been doing for a few years now called No Roof Left Behind that you all have just gotten together on and done a magnificent job.
Yeah, well, we're thankful, you know, to be involved, and we were asked by Ari and Ari's Roofing to lend a hand in helping out the families, you know, for the program. And it's just been, you know, great to be part of it, you know, to give something back to the community and to someone who needs it so much, you know. So it's a great feeling, and we enjoy going out every time, you know, rallying up our troops to go out and, you know, put a day's work in to help everybody. And to see the, you know, the joy on their face,
know,
is really nice. So
let's let everybody know what your role is.
Okay.
Working with Ari.
Well, my name's Craig Boyle with Boyle's Aluminum and Screening. We've been in the local area for, we've been in business about 10 years now. And we mainly focus on providing seamless gutters, soffits, fascia, as well as building screening closures. And our role is to, you know, supply the families with whatever's needed, whether it be seamless gutters or soffit and fascia, whatever, you know, is needed to kind of help in completing that project, along with, you know, the main thing being the roof. So, you know, we're just thrilled to be involved in it.
And, you make it sound so simple.
Yeah.
I've been to these projects. I know how much is involved.
Yep.
Some are easier than others. And Jesse, let's talk about your role in all of this.
Yes, I'm Jesse Bozarth with Bozarth Contractors. We're a local window and door supplier. We've been in business since 2003, and we do large projects all the way from condos and apartments to room additions for builders and homeowners. We basically were asked by Matthew Hausch, to come in and see what we could do, if there was anything we could do for these homeowners, have it be a window, a door. I mean, all the way down from a door lock set to a shutter on a window, or whatever we could do to help out. And we've found areas at every house and been able to supply, have it be windows or windows and doors. And it's a good feeling putting in impact Energy Star rated windows and Energy Star rated doors, and it's being able to help these people out.
Again, it sounds like such a seamless job that you all do, and there's so much that goes into No Roof Left Behind. Ari, let's let everybody know exactly. We've already kind of jumped the gun on it, but No Roof Left Behind was a project you first got involved with how many years ago now?
Yes, and 4 years ago, we were at one of our conferences for the GEF Master Elite Wealth Builder, and one of the speakers had brought up this concept of No Roof Left Behind, which is basically helping a needy family that can't afford to put on a roof on their home because they're in desperate need of funds, and you know, they're in disarray. The roof is overdue for replacement. So we listened to what they started in Michigan. You know, this was 4 years ago, and my sons and I looked at each other and says, well, you know, once or twice a year we kind of incognito help people around the community here, whether it be Habitat or somebody else. We just want to give back. And then we said this would be a great program to endorse in Tampa Bay. So we brought it home, and we got in touch with the people, No Roof Left and Behind, and got on board with them. And we did our first roof, I think it was a little over 3 years ago. And it was amazing how you can bring happiness to a family through replacing some of the items of their home, bringing your employees in to participate. Now, keep in mind that all our employees come there as volunteer. We don't pay them.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it just kind of welds the company together. We have some of our other vendors there. We get participation from our manufacturer donating materials. As you can see, I have other, you know, contractors that got involved with the with the process, with the program, and they didn't say, these guys are great contractors. These guys have a heart for the community, and they want to give back as well, because, you know, typically it's a busy world out there, and you look the other way when you see somebody in need. That's not the kind of contractors we are. We want to actually invite any other contractors, whether it be painting, air conditioning, landscaping. You know, there's a lot of needs out there when we do these projects. We can only handle so much what we know and what we're qualified to do. But we make it a family affair. We make it a big picnic. We have bounce houses out there for the kids.
It's a party.
We invite the neighborhood to come out and see. And I think that's the way it always was meant to be. Yeah. You know, you help your neighbor. And when they're in trouble, you know, and you don't look the other way. And we have some fantastic stories for some previous participants that won the free roof and you know, siding and windows and so forth. So it's been a great time for us. And we've actually used to do one, and then 2 years ago we decided, let's just do two.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do one in the spring and one in the fall. And you know, God knows what we'll do next year. We don't know.
Okay, stay tuned, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it was our very first winner that has come back every year to whoever the homeowner was that won. She always comes back to say hello, and she tells them their story about getting her roof. And I'll always remember that she has always come back to say thank you.
That is our friend Linda.
Yes.
She does everywhere we go, whether we go in Tampa or She comes back and she just supports the program, and she was in dire need of a roof, and her three kids, I believe. Last year, and I think it was last year, we had one of the other projects we did. We had the two previous winners there, and it's just, you know, we're hoping to have, you know, 10, 15, 20 and have a big reunion, and everybody could come in there and share their story.
That would be neat. And, well, Craig, for Boyle's Aluminum, every time you come to these and you see people in need, I've always just been amazed, and for both of you, how much you've actually given to them. Are people surprised at what they're getting and how much you do give them?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of times they don't know until the time of the actual party, you know, exactly what we're doing. And in some cases, we might even add to that when we get out to the party and decide, you know, hey, they might need, you know, some screening fixed or different things like that. So, you know, I think they are, but they're very appreciative, you know, and definitely in need of, you know, everything that's being supplied to them.
Yeah, so it can be a little overwhelming for them, I think, at times, too.
Sure.
But I think the whole party aspect kind of takes a little bit of that pressure. When they see those guys, I'm always amazed when I see those guys up on the roof moving as fast as they are. What, last year we had that two-story house?
Yes, ma'am.
And just watching them scurry around up there, I thought, oh, I can't look. I have a thing about heights. I don't know how these guys are doing it. But, man, they're pros. You've got great crews.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they're professionals, and they know exactly what they're doing. They work together like a machine, you know, in order to expedite the work and get it done in a timely manner.
Well, Jesse, too, for the crew that comes over for you, do they leave having a different sense of community when they're done helping out and doing what they're doing?
Yeah, they realize Bozarth Contractors is doing and No Roof Left Behind is doing, and they realize that this isn't just a normal job where, you know, you order windows, you get paid, and then it just goes down like typical. These people are have a completely different attitude when you come out there, because you are giving them sometimes thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be even
tens of thousands
of dollars worth of work, and they're getting it for free. Where they wouldn't be able to afford it in normal circumstances. And we all know that life is hard, and this is your investment. This is your home. You got to protect it. You got to keep it up, and it costs a lot of money. And these people, we're fortunate to be able to be a part of this program, and we're fortunate that our business is successful enough that we can do this.
Good point.
that's the other thing, is it's a blessing all the way around for us and for them.
Well, it's a good way to give back to the community. And, Ari, we were talking before we came on the air here about just trying to have enough people to do jobs these days. You're, with all the rain, our historic rainfall, you have been busy.
Yes, actually, we've been really overwhelmed with calls this year. And it's kind of caused a problem for us to where we have to find, you know, and train more people to get these jobs done and get to our customers. And it is a problem, I think, in the industry, the construction industry, because, you know, more and more of the young workers are not looking for the construction industry to be, you know, career oriented. So for us, it's been a challenge to find good help. But fortunately, we have a good training program and a good compensation program. And once they get with us, they're keepers. They stay with us.
Well, take the opportunity. If someone's listening to you right now and there's someone that would love to get into the industry, should they give you a call?
Oh, absolutely. We're hiring right now. We're hiring all kinds of different levels of skilled labor and journeymen and foremen and service techs. So if you're looking for a roofing job right now, you should call us at 727-938-9565 or go to our website at ariesroofing.com.
Perfect. And I'm going to give you guys the opportunity too. How about for Boyle's? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, the same. You know, we're always looking, you know, for people to add to our family. And that's one of the things that we've, you know, adopted from, you know, Ari's Roofing is, you know, their whole, the way they run their business is, you know, it's not just a place to work. It's actually, you know, something to be part of and, you know, and feel like, you know, you're part of the family. And we're continuing to grow. Thankful to, you know, Ari's Roofing and so many of our customers who come back to us, you know, that help us keep building the business, that we are always in need of, you know, skilled, people that can do the screening and gutters and give us a call at 727-504-9354. or go to boilsaluminum.com.
And we'll make sure we write this all down for people and have it on the website because they may not catch it as we're speaking. And Jesse, I'm going to guess you're looking for some pros too every once in a while.
Yeah, windows is definitely it's a craftsman.
Okay.
It's definitely you can't just pick up a window and put it in. So we're always looking for that skilled professional that doesn't mind working hard, doesn't mind getting paid, and wants to get out there and get it done and put their finishing touches on stuff. They can contact our website at bozarthcontractors.com or reach us in our office at 727-466-4555.
Now, we're going to try and actually do a separate interview with our winner, but for this year's No Roof Left Behind in Pinellas County, why don't we talk about who this person is and her stories? It's heartwarming.
Yeah, every story that we encounter is always heartwarming, heartfelt. And this year, in November, at the end of this month, October, we're going to be replacing the roof and windows and screening and soffits and gutters for Mrs. Kay Eichel. And she lives in Palm Harbor. Mm-hmm. I understand that Kay has a daughter and a granddaughter, which she takes care of. They live together. And they are working hard to try to maintain as life, throws curves at you, but they're in a difficult way right now with the roof leaking tremendously, I understand, with tarps on the roof and buckets inside. Kay has a wonderful heart, as all our participants always have. They always help others, and they kind of, dwell in their situation saying that, it's important to help others first. So they're an example to us, when we go out there and their heart. But we're excited to go over there and on October 24th in Palm Harbor and start the project and kind of take away some of that burden away, that hardship, by putting on a new roof and some windows and gutters and just to, they are overwhelmed when we do this because at the end of the day, we don't realize how much they've been going through for the last few months, years of this hardship of not having a home that's sound over your head. And then we can come in one day and rectify that for them. It is a blessing for us. It's a blessing for them. And it's just tremendous. So it's a great program for that.
It's nice. And, we'll have Kay's story on the website, and hopefully we'll have a chance to chat with her as well. But when you guys make the initial contact with these winners, that first phone call has to just – you probably have to have your door closed when you make that phone call.
There are definitely tears involved, and every process – we have a process for qualifying, first of all, and for the participant to come in and give their story – to the website noroofleftbehind.com and see if they qualify, and then we go out and we visit the finalists, which usually there's 10 of them that we look at, and then from there we have the community go back and vote for the three finalists, I believe, and the community picks the winner. We don't pick the winner.
Yep.
That wouldn't be fair to the winner or to the community.
Oh, if you did it, you'd be giving everybody roofs.
So the community and their neighbors and their friends and their family, they pick the winner based on their participation, their votes, if you would say, and then we contact that winner and give them the good news.
And it is really good news when we hear it. Well, we'll have more on the website soon. You can join us for the party at No Roof Left Behind. The Dove will be there, and we'll have lots of fun. Always the bounce house for the kids. Getting them out of there, that's the hard part. And keeping the parents out, too.
And then I do want to add, too, we do have some participation from some of the vendors, like Sonny's Barbecue comes there.
Oh, my gosh, when they pull in with that truck.
Yeah,
all work stops.
They provide the lunch for everybody, basket lunch for everybody. We have now, I don't know the name, but Cupcake.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Yummy. Heather,
there.
You can speak up in the background. What is the name?
Oh,
they were so good. They're out of Tarpon Springs, right?
Yes, they are.
Yummy, delicious. I'll figure it out. We'll get them right. We'll get their website up there, too.
And lady that comes out.
Oh, the balloon. Animals and
makeup lady that does the
Heather,
faces.
Come on over here. They're hearing this voice in the background. Heather's our wonderful account rep that handles Aries. And I mean, when you guys put together this party, this isn't something you do in 10 minutes. There's a lot involved with this. Oh, Dunkin' Donuts is there in the morning, too.
Absolutely.
We get our sugar, we get our caffeine, and then we turn the kids loose. Their parents never speak to us again after that. But you've worked with Aries for a long time. You know him pretty well.
Yeah, I feel so blessed to work with Aries family and all the contractors and all the winners of No Roof Left Behind. And there is a lot of planning that goes into it. And, you know, we do invite the community out to, you know, enjoy in the celebration and, you know, be aware of the program, because maybe it's somebody they might know that, you know, might be a winner, you know, for a future year or whatever the case may be. But it's really a great day and it's really fun for everybody. So we hope to see you out there.
Absolutely, because we love a good party. And when there's food involved, when there's Sonny's involved, oh my gosh, it's good. And it's a good way to get to know your neighbors, because I think it's a sad fact of life right now. How many people know the neighbors that live next door to them by name instead of, oh yeah, the guy next door and his name is? That's hard. We need to get back that sense of community, and I think a project like that, like this, does that.
Absolutely, and we welcome everybody, and certainly the neighbors, the neighborhood, and anybody that hears it on the radio, if you want to come out and just see what we're doing there and be part of it, we just have a good old time on a Saturday.
We'll have all the information at WDUV.com, so you can all come out and say hello. And we'll have links to everybody's website and the businesses. So if you are looking to get back into the trade, hey, maybe we can set up some connections here. That would be nice.
That would be great.
Everybody, thank you so much, Aerie. Looking forward to seeing you again. And again, if you want to go to AeriesRoofing.com, or noroofleftbehind.com. We can also set up some information for you as well.